home of the stars, through the airwaves, and on the big screen. We're live from Hollywood. It's Super J Radio with your host, Garrett Miller, starring Paul and Matt.
Congratulations, 2 weeks in a row, Peaches.
I know, I'm on a roll. We got the right music. I can't even believe it.
Good for you. And you actually got me linked up and everything. And gee,
holy
I thought I was going to have to call in like some commoner.
Oh, that would have been the worst thing ever. Oh, my God.
I know. It would have been
so
like
for everybody
if I
who's listening. So everybody who's listening in before the show. About a week or two in advance, I usually set up the programs, and it's supposed to automatically email out this great direct connect link to the email of our guest or host if they want to connect with their computer, because it makes you sound really sexy. And so, Paul, you know, of course, I'm up this morning getting ready to do my cardio, which did not happen, by the way. And Paul says, I don't have the magic link. Where's the magic link? And I'm like, well, what the? So I go in and check, and it's not there. And, or, you know, it says that it's sent, so I resend it like three separate times, and Paul says it's not there. So I said, give me another email. So we're frantically, you know, getting this all set up. So, you know, it finally worked with the 75th email and 800th attempt, but, you know, we've got Paul live and sounding miraculous this morning.
Well, it's wonderful that I have like 72 emails to send to anyway. I've got one for every personality.
Just 72 then? I think we've doubled up.
No, it's just 72. I'm in therapy.
Oh, okay. So you're getting them all combined or integrated. Is the term integrated? You're getting your personalities integrated?
It is integrated. Yes, it is integrated. And quite honestly, I wish I had a therapy session that I said I wish I could be a multiple personality, because multiple personality people, when they're in a personality, the other ones don't necessarily know what's going on. So, like,
well, that
Sybil
could be
got,
interesting.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, with Sybil, the famous fake one,
yeah,
that the movie is, when Sybil was out and interacting in the world, Mary and Beth, the two of the main other ones, were basically asleep. They were just vacationing in the back. So I think that would be nice. I'd love a few days
so
break.
So is Sybil the one
there
that gave her mother 40 wax?
No, that is
that was Lizzie
Borden,
Borden, right?
Which we just watched the first season of Lizzie Borden on Amazon Prime, A&E or one
series?
Of those. Yes, and what the series picks up 90 days after she's acquitted.
Really?
So it's after the murders. And, oh it's
gosh.
Really, really good. Christina Ricci, you know that little tiny
six-figure
girl? Yes,
yeah.
She plays Lizzie Borden.
Wow.
And does a fantastic job of it. So, yeah,
she's
no way. As soon as it comes to Netflix, grab it. Do you have Netflix?
I have Netflix. I've also got Hulu, but quite frankly, I don't – you know, I don't have that much time to watch TV, and we're not going to get into that whole discussion
right
today, but I don't have that much time. So if I've got something, my go-to just simply happens to be Netflix. And then, you know, I'll scroll through and try to find something that I haven't seen. I love how, okay, so, you know, can I get on a soapbox for just like 2 seconds?
Sure.
I love Food Network shows, okay? I love all of them. And the best that we have are six-year-old reruns of whatever. I mean, it's
right.
Like, why can't we get anything else that's more current, you know? So anyhow, so I'm trying
I'll
to find comedies that I like, and I have David come over and kind of pre-program or get some stuff queued up for me. And I'm on the 10th season right now of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which I was really in love with at the beginning. And now I'm kind of hate watching it because I'm this far in and it's like, why are they still doing this show? Because, you know, there are glimmers of hope that are really funny. And then there are a couple of the characters that I just don't know why they're doing what they're doing with. And I would just rather have them not ever open their mouth than be on the show at this point. Cause it used to be cute.
Right.
And then something happened this season. It's like, you're not cute anymore.
Yep.
Well,
anyway. No, I will explain to you and everybody listening, all seven or eight of you, the reason that
we've
Netflix,
got more listeners.
Yes, a couple.
Wow.
I took my top off on Periscope. but no, I kept it on.
Okay.
No, Netflix only goes with whatever licensing they can get. Food Network will not let go of the licensing until
Isn't that dumb?
It is, because
I mean,
how
many different ways do you need to see how to make, you know, Rachel Ray's, you know, 30-minute meatloaf? So, I mean, come on.
They want to hold on to it and hold on to it and hold on to it so that they can turn around and re-air it over and over and over again. Tony's listening.
Tony's listening. I will tell you, though, that I used to try to go back on the Food Network and watch their episodes. But whoever – now, here's – gosh – I think I woke up on the wrong side of the bed or something. I may be really bitchy today. But I used to go to the Food Network site because, I used to watch when I had cable. I don't anymore, but I used to watch every friggin' show that was on that network. And then I would try to go make every recipe that was on that network. And if I missed a whatever, I would go back and try to find. They have – whoever does their website is an engineer or an accountant, because they do not – or at least, you know, I haven't looked for a while because they've pissed me off so much, but they do not organize and create that site that is to be a user-friendly experience that's easy to navigate and get through. And so if you want to find, you know, particular this or particular that, especially if it's, you know, if it's aired that day and you want to go to find it and it's, you know, 17,000 pages back, that's really a pain in the butt. And their search doesn't work. And then if you go to see the, you know, try to find the episodes to watch, it is not – it's not like, okay, I'd like to see the episodes that are from this season. And that, you know, they popped up with like two seasons back. And it's like, why are you giving me old content? I want the stuff that I just saw, you know, or whatever. Anyway, so now I'm all riled up and I've only had a half a cup of coffee, Paul. I'm sorry. Okay.
Garrett, I'm here for you. Number one, if you want to find a recipe that was aired within the last 4 hours on Food Network, Google it. Google the recipe and the chef or the show's name, and it will come up for you in the Google search and bring you directly to that page.
Really?
Absolutely.
I love the fact that you're providing tech support to me today.
Yeah, because I don't use the search feature on anything other than Tumblr, because there I'm looking for very specific porn. But everything else is I Google it. And I signed up for the Bing Rewards thing, which is a bunch of bullshit. I understand Microsoft is trying to do something with it, but yeah, no, Bing is just not as good as Google is. Google is it. And you know what kills me about Google? Here, now, I'll take your soapbox for a second. Jim and I had an opportunity back in 2002 to get on board with Google and be investors at what would have turned out to have been under 35 cents a share.
No way.
Yes. And we said we had just come out of, we suffered during the dot-com boom bubble bursting. So we had just come out of that and we decided, you know what? Something named Google looking for shit. No, that's not going to go anywhere.
That's the dumbest thing ever.
We have not stopped kicking ourselves in the ass since 2005. Google everything. It brings everything right up for you. I mean, that's how I find my recipes. You know, I Google it and look for it. And actually, I started a Pinterest, which is like the stupidest board ever. It's for bored housewives in Idaho who are trying to save crafts and shit that they're never going to do. It's great for recipes.
Yeah. I have a Pinterest account. I really don't understand the concept behind it because I don't know. I wish I understood it better. I'd probably use it because I'm still getting on board with Instagram. So, you know, I'm already past, you know, I'm six trends behind.
Well, the thing is, use your Pinterest like you would a virtual recipe box. That's all it's really
that
good for.
Never use Pinterest. Okay.
That's what it's for. No, because I tried putting – I put just two boys kissing on it, and they closed one of my Pinterest accounts just for two boys kissing. And it's like, well, I certainly can't post porn here then. Because if I can't post porn, I mean, Facebook is the only thing that I really belong to that I can't post porn to, but I'll still interact with. Otherwise, everything is porn centric.
Wow. Well, you know, I admire you for having a goal.
You sound surprised.
I am shocked, Paul. So, I mean, I'm not suggesting people go and look for that particular topic, but if they were, what would be a great free site to recommend them to?
The best free site, honestly, is pollenmass.tumblr.com, because I have something for literally everyone except for scat. I don't do heavy BDSM, and I don't do scat. Everything else is there for the ginger lovers, for the bear lovers, for the twink lovers, for the frat lovers, you name it. I've posted it.
It's like going to Hometown Buffet.
Yeah, I take requests. You know, I mean, you can always, I've got a Twitter account that's attached to that. You can always tweet me and say, hey, I'm looking for XYZ. You know, I want six guys and a watermelon. I'll find it for you.
Paul, you are the porn Google.
I am. Yeah. That's what I hope to be someday. I hit the 5-year mark last week, and I am almost to 7 million page hits in 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like, what, 1.2 million a year, something like that. Some years more than others.
And, I mean, it's page hits. It's not like individual viewers, but it's still, yeah, no, it gets a little bit of action.
Congratulations. So, I wonder what kind of an award we can give you.
I've won Best of Porn several times in a row, especially when Focus Group Radio, Tim and John, my wonderful, wonderful buddies.
We love Tim and John if they're listening.
And Frank were talking about my Tumblr for one reason or another on the radio, and then all of a sudden my numbers would just skyrocket.
Well, they should go through the stratosphere today then.
I would think, because you know what? If you're not a pervert and you're listening, I have no idea why. But
right, because it's super gay radio. It's not just like regular gay radio. It's super gay radio.
Well, exactly. I mean, and super gay doesn't mean it's all about sex, but it means sex is included.
Oh, it's kind of like it's a value add.
It is a value add. Oh, we should get those little value coupons. Oh, I hate those, but I use them in the fireplace.
In the Val pack?
Yeah.
And have it come with like a condom or something.
When we did the coffee shop, we did one Val pack thing and didn't make a fucking dime on it.
I don't think
we
anybody makes money off of those Val pack things, because when they come in my mail, I think I've looked at them twice in 40 years and they always go in the recycle.
Well, honey, you're 37 years old. You can't have looked twice in 40 years. That was an obvious exaggeration.
Well, I was including my parents in that. So that's
right.
I am 37. So, yeah, it's one of those things. My parents generationally told me about these Valpak things and penny ads and penny savers.
Oh, speaking of parents, I hear you're going to Arizona the week of what? We're not going to be on the air.
We're going to have a best of. We're going to be like some of the shows that we used to listen to and complain about always having best ofs, and they'd been on the air about a minute. So we're going to do a best of on Saturday, April 9th. I'm actually in Phoenix. My dad's having his 81st birthday, so happy birthday early to my dad. And I'm going over for some client meetings and some things like that to take care of. You know, I always, my folks say, well, come on over anytime. It's like, well, you know, Arizona or Phoenix in the summertime is just not an option unless I've got, you know, a client that says, I must see you now. And then it's my pleasure. I will go over in a heartbeat. But everybody understands that I don't do well on 120 degrees. So I can, you know, kind of kill two birds with one stone, go over for Easter-ish, go see my dad, and then go meet with my clients. And then, you know, we have our little kumbaya moment, and then I head back before it gets to be 300 degrees during the day.
Now, it's not lemon season, so what are you going to come home with this time? I remember last time you came home with bags and bags
of
lemons.
I felt, seriously, legitimately, I felt my dad's lemon tree just was off the chain. Well, I think it was around Christmas time. And we, you know, it just depends upon the time of the year, because my lemon tree here is still producing. They were kind of ready at Christmas time, and now they're, I probably got about a dozen lemons left on my tree, but I still got probably a good 20 or 30 Mexican limes left on the one other tree here. And then my orange tree did really, really well. And I think this is the first time any of those trees have produced fruit. So I made sure this past year I fertilized them and did all of that. So, and strangely, you know, I'm talking to my dad about coming over, and he says, well, our lemon tree didn't really do that much this year, and they're all pithy and not a lot of flavor. And I says, don't worry, because I got more citrus that I know what to do with here. So I think I'm going to just try to go over light and come back light. That maybe that'll help on the MPGs.
Oh, it should. And that makes me think, if Trump gets in and builds his wall, what's going to happen to all of the fresh produce that comes in from Mexico?
Oh, my God. Is that – did you see even – are we going to start talking politics, Paul? Because this, now would be a great segue into that since you brought that up.
Well,
did
Frank
you see,
will be calling in 30 seconds, so say it.
Oh, okay, well, Frank's going to call in 30 seconds. Then we're going to get to the drag race in 30 seconds, too. So maybe we'll have to come back and talk to that. Oh, I see. Here he is right now. So let's get to Frank and bring Frank on. So,
yes.
Frank, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, boys?
We missed you
Where's
last
Frank?
Week.
I did. I was in repose last week, so I wasn't able to be on.
Well, you got to go make a buck.
Well, that's true, and this way it's easier because I don't have to be my back as long when I'm on this show. So,
yes, and I'm just going to tell, don't ever give up a shift for this. All you have to do is just make me a pre-recording and send it into Garrett.
That's right. We can do it on an MP3.
I would much rather give up a shift and be on this show than have to work with those lovely people that I work with every day.
Oh, that's sweet. And you've got a show tonight, right?
Oh, I do. I'm a busy lady.
Tell me about your show real quick.
Okay, very quickly. It is at the 205 Club in Elmira, New York, and it is All That Glitters. It's my bi-monthly, it's the only thing I've ever done my bi-monthly drag show that I do at the 205 Club. Got some fantastic performers lined up tonight, some girls from Syracuse and from Elmira. It's going to be a really, really good time. Starts at 8 p.m., or 10 p.m., not 8 p.m.
I was going to say, 8 p.m. Oh, you're doing a geriatric show. Yay!
Oh, yeah. We all come out with our walkers. We've all been, you know, gotten leave from the rest home for the night. It'll be fun.
Well, I meant for the clientele. If you did an 8 o'clock show, I could go to it. 10 o'clock, I'm going to bed.
I know. I've been out with you past 10. You turned into a pumpkin.
I did not.
You did not. No, you were spry and young and tight. You were
right, and you've had several bi moments. I have seen all those ladies you work with. You've accidentally fingered one or two of them, I'm sure.
Well, you know, you're helping somebody on with their apron. Things happen, Paul. You know, it's just bound to.
Yes, and talking about things happening, RuPaul's Drag Race this week. What did you think?
I got to tell you, the last 2 weeks have been good. I'm enjoying this season. I'm not bored. I was a little bored last season, and I'm not so far with this one. I'm actually rather enjoying it. And I think that they've really made Acid Betty into the villain, which I kind of enjoy. And I think she will happily take on that mantle.
I don't think they had to make her into anything. She is an absolutely outrageously cunty, angry old queen. And
did you think you were looking in the mirror when you saw her on the show, Paul? Pretty much. I thought so.
I wish I was still that thin, but
you and me both.
I haven't touched a meth pipe in over a decade. No, I'm not saying that she does. I might be. But no, from everything that I hear of from friends in New York City, it is basically what Thorgy Thor is saying about her, that nobody wants to work with her. She is an absolute bitch and just has a really bad reputation for attitude.
Yeah, I had heard that when I lived down there, and you read things in all the gay mags and stuff when you're down there. You know, I didn't want to believe it because she is so visually stunning, and I think she has a nice personality, but, you know, I had been – a friend of mine that was on Drag Race said they can only do so much editing before
right.
you realize that's just how the person actually is.
Exactly. Bianca Del Rio was a perfect example because they really they really took all of it. She can be nasty. She's making a good living at being nasty. But they really tried to turn her meaner than she is in reality because she was very helpful to people and
right.
very down to earth with the queens behind the scenes that they edited out.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but no, I it's just one of those things that, you know, you say she's got an interesting look. And I agree with you. She has one interesting look. It comes
that's
in
what
different,
I'm afraid of.
It
yeah,
comes in different colors. It has a couple extra accessories here and there, but you know what? It's all one look. Derek.
Well, I will say this. She was very – Ashley Betty was very smart when she went on that show because she realized that for her to be on for a while, she'd have to turn into the bitch. She had to. And so that's pretty much a free ride. You know, as long as you're mean and
right.
nasty, they're gonna be nice to you because you're getting them ratings, and that's what they want on that show. If everybody's all sweetness and light, you know, a little bit like last season was, everybody kind of got along very well. That's why it sort of was a little bit boring sometimes. There was no real big clashes until right towards the end when it was the younger versus the older. But that's been played out so many times now.
Right.
It's just, ugh, old hack.
Well, yeah, and now you don't – I mean, there are no big girls to root for or root against, you know, whatever you're looking to do.
No, I know. They're trying to make Kim Chi into the big girl. I'm thinking, oh, for God's sakes. I mean, she'd have to eat a hell of a lot more sesame chicken to be the big girl. I mean, let's be real here.
And the thing is, and she's big in the sense of, what, she's 6'2 or 6'3 out of heels.
Yeah.
I mean, but she's a large Asian person. But as far as having to show up at Lane Bryant, only because of the height and the breadth of the shoulders. It isn't because she's
bad. That's exactly right. And that's one of the things that's always annoyed me about that show. The year Roxy Andrews was on the show, they tried to play her as the big girl, and she's wearing things that are backless, and I'm thinking, you're not going to catch a big girl wearing something like that, because it's going to look like they're smuggling cinnamon buns. I mean, come on.
I know I worked with a big girl who a big real girl in the beauty salon who tried to wear thing and she got so offended when I told her, you know, it's not pretty. It just is when you look like you've got pancake tits and I'm looking at your back. No.
Oh, not good.
No.
Not good. If you can hide your car keys in the fold, it's probably time to put a different blouse on. That's my rule.
Oh, she kept her extra brushes there. It was awful.
Oh, see?
You know? And to boot, she was small-bosomed. So she had these two little tiny oranges sitting on top of this big belly. It was just like, oh, honey, you know. And don't accentuate your negatives. Never
accentuate your negatives.
So, but the cute little Puerto Rican nice girl went home. I forgot her name, too.
Cynthia Lee Fontaine. Yeah.
I
think she's delightful, mm-hmm. but if I had to hear her voice one more time, I would have smashed my head off the coffee table. I just couldn't do it. I'm sure she's lovely in real life, but oh my God, it was like someone took, you know, Charo off her Ritalin. It was just unbelievable. It was terrible.
What got me about her was that saccharine sweet personality is actually
mm-hmm.
genuine. And it's like,
God forbid someone be a good person, right, Paul?
No, but she's just too good. She's just too sweet. It's like, oh my God, no, somebody needs to rough you up in an alley a couple of times and toughen you up, baby, because you're not going to make it. But they brought Naysha back. Did I get her name right? Naysha back?
Naysha. And I was happy about that because, like I said the first time I called it, I know that you think that she's just pretty, and you're probably right, but I just have a feeling she's going to do something crazy that we're going to love. I just have a feeling.
Okay.
I could be wrong. I know you're thinking there's no fucking way. No, but I think there could be. I think there's a chance there.
I will give everybody a chance. I mean, just the fact that she could make a video enough to get on the show, there's got to be something more than just the whole pageant thing. I think she's scared shitless that she's in front of these big cameras and you know what I mean? It's totally different because I can sit at home and answer the Jeopardy questions.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm at home, comfortable, relaxed in my recliner. If I was on set, the answers don't come as quickly. You know what I'm saying? I think it's the same thing with her. I think she's just a little too like, oh my God, overthinking everything.
Right.
Instead of just going out there and doing it. And she's too young. You know, we got a young one.
She is very young.
You know,
she's very young. I would like to see one of the older girls win. I really would. I mean, I'd like to see either, you know, Bob or Acid Betty or, you know, Thorgy. I mean, I just, that would be nice. You know,
Bob is my favorite. Bob is my
favorite. I just adore Bob the Drag Queen. And you and I have had that. We've shared that love from
yeah,
the very beginning. I just think his talent is just never ending.
It's never ending, and he really brings back where drag was in the 80s and 90s. And
in New York,
it.
And that's what people yep. don't realize. Like, they think that drag is just, you know, looking pretty up there on stage and doing the latest pop song. And that's what a lot of these kids think. And that drives me bonkers because
right.
Bob can do that. But Bob is also funny, and he's got that club kid vibe. And he reminds me a lot of, if you look on YouTube and you search for RuPaul, and there's home movies of the 80s of RuPaul in New York City, and they're really quite interesting to watch.
Mm-hmm.
That reminds me so much of Bob.
Yes. Yep.
It's like looking in the mirror, those two.
But I think that's going to work against him.
I think he's going to have to be something other than very funny and silly.
Yep.
Or if he doesn't, he's going to get lost in the shuffle. Because eventually, you know, Michelle or RuPaul's going to just call him out on that.
Yeah. Now, did you read the interview that was just published online that RuPaul did?
I did. And I have to say, I worked with Ru several years ago, and my experience
mm-hmm.
wasn't the most promising experience to have. But to each his own, you know, I took it with a grain of salt. And after reading that article, I have a better sense. And there's been several articles. A British writer did an article about a year and a half ago that was very similar. There's a very different side to RuPaul than people see. I don't want to say it's a darker side, but it's a very
right. –
I don't know that you'll ever meet a human being more focused than RuPaul.
Mm-hmm.
Eye on the prize is RuPaul. And he doesn't hold back, and that's why I respect him so much. I mean, there is no holding back at all.
I posted on my page, because I posted a link to the article, because I did enjoy the article, and I respect everything that he's done. And it's not that I don't have admiration for him and her. But I thought it was funny how the whole stealing that lip sync on Spike TV or
mm-hmm.
whatever, and, you know, stole
yes.
it from RuPaul, da, da, da. It's like, well, the Snatch Game, Dennis Hensley has been doing the Mismatch Game years before Drag Race ever aired.
Yeah.
Snatch Game is a direct ripoff of the Mismatch Game. And there was never any credit given and you know what I mean? It's like, don't pretend that you come up with all of these wonderful grand ideas and people are stealing from you, and that's quite okay. It's okay
well,
that people steal
thing,
from you because you steal from other people.
Exactly. Well, and that's, you know, and let's be realistic here. Every bit of slang and slogan
mm-hmm.
that she's created herself has come from Paris is Burning. If you've never seen Paris is Burning, watch Paris is Burning, and you're going to go, oh my God, I heard that on Drag Race. Oh my God, I heard RuPaul say that. Well, that's because she took it all from that.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, did she live that? She did live that. She was
yep.
there then. She was that part of all that. Has she earned it? Sure. But let's call it what it is, you know?
Right.
And the one thing I always respected about Dennis Hensley was every time he was on Frank DiCaro or he's been, you know, on YouTube and things, Dennis never pretended that he didn't take the Match Game idea and use it and make it something different.
Right.
He embraced it. Ru kind of acts like, I created this, it's all mine. And that's
yep.
not really the truth, Ru.
Yeah, no. And I just feel like, because I just feel like, I love Dennis Hensley. And I just feel like
he's fantastic.
So nice. And he gets shit on because he's so nice. He's the Cynthia.
Yeah, no, he definitely is.
Oh.
But I do have to agree with Ru. The whole lip sync battle thing has annoyed me for quite a long time because that's what I do. I put something on my Facebook page several months ago. I think you saw it. I said, you know, I think it's funny that Channing Tatum is lauded with applause for dressing up like Beyonce and doing something for 3 minutes on TV that I've done every single Saturday night for the last 14 years.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and it's a little like, okay, come on. Now, the second that, you know, Jimmy Fallon has Lady Bunny on his show for lip sync battle, then okay, then you got my buy-in. But I'm not thinking that's going to happen anytime soon.
No, and I don't think Lady Bunny would do it. I mean,
anybody.
Exactly.
World.
Yeah. Well, some of these younger queens would hop up and do it. And do what you want to do. Have a good time. I'll like the ones that I like, and I'll trash the ones that I don't. I've even trashed people that I liked because they deserve it.
Well, that's your mantra.
That's my mantra. So I think my prediction is Naysha will be going home again in the next 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Wow.
Yep.
I'm going to give her 3 weeks, at least 3 weeks.
Okay.
Bob is still – I'm still calling Bob my winner. I'm still very, very happy with Bob. I think Thordy is going to go home sooner than later, and that's going to make me very sad.
Yeah.
Because I think that she has so much untapped talent that I'm afraid we're never going to get to see on the show. I know that she has that much talent from following her, and I'm just afraid that we're not ever going to get to see that shine, and that bugs me a little bit. But
although she's really coming out with the same disdain that we've seen from a lot of queens from previous seasons, like, I don't care if I'm here or not anymore. That's the wrong attitude. It's like, because the thing that pisses me off when the queens get into that whole self-loathing part of why am I here? I don't care if I go home, is how many people are out here that have tried and begged and crawled through glass to try and get on that show. And now you're standing up there saying you really don't give a shit.
That always drives me nuts. I mean, our friend Dusty Box has tried every season and is trying again this coming season and has as many times as they've not called him, has never said, well, I'm not going to do it again next year. It's just like, okay, let's start planning for next year right away. I mean, to make it and then just not appreciate the opportunity you've been given, I just don't quite understand that. I mean, and that's, you can't have self-doubt when you've gone that far. When you get to that point, I don't care if you go home first. You've got bookings for the next 10 years of your life, at least. You're fine. You know, you're good. Take advantage of it.
I don't know. I think there's the other end of it that I think it can be oversaturating the market. And
well, that's why you have to know how to market yourself the right way. I mean, look at Tempest Azure. I mean, Tempest went home first, but people don't really remember that she went home first. They remember that she's really different and active and takes anything
right
that she's offered and just really pushed herself past, I went home first.
Do you know what Tempest Azure's smartest move ever was? Becoming Trixie Mattel's best friend.
There you go.
Because Tempest,
I was really hoping for,
wouldn't be where
really
she is today. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I have to be honest, I was really hoping that they would bring back Victoria Porkchop Parker. I'm hoping All Stars 2 Victoria makes it on there. I think she got the shaft on that first season, but that's just me.
She's the only one who's gotten a call back or a shout out almost every single season though.
Yeah. Yeah, she's quite good. She's really quite entertaining if you watch her YouTube videos. And I have to say, she didn't give up. She moved from the South, down South where she lived, moved out to L.A., has made a way for herself. She's in the reviews with all the girls every week.
Yep.
I mean, she's up there with them now. She's busted her ass, and she's not young. She's not young by any means, but she's done it, and I think that's pretty amazing.
Oh, absolutely. And I thought she was fun. I mean, she went home first, but she was fun, and she owned who she was.
Mm-hmm.
And she always has, you know. I mean, I love the meat necklace that she wears in one of her videos. It's like,
yep. Fantastic.
So I said Naysha 2 weeks, you said Naysha 3 weeks. We're gonna jot that down. On April 9th, we're not live. Garrett's away. And so we're going to do a super catch up the week after that, which would be the 16th. See me doing math in my head.
I'm so proud of you.
Pretty little blonde. But thank you so much. Enjoy your show tonight. I'm sure it's going to be fabulous. And video as much of it as you can for me so I can see some of it backstage.
I'm going to, yes, I will definitely do that tonight. I meant to last time, but we had some technical difficulties at the club. But tonight everything's good and in working order, so I definitely will be doing some live videos for that.
Frank, before you go, remind everybody where the show is and what time and all that good stuff.
The show is at the 205 Club in Elmira, New York. Starts at 10 p.m. It's a $5 cover to get in, 21 and over. Got some fantastic performers from Elmira and from Syracuse and from Binghamton. It's going to be a really, really good show. Lots of really good stuff.
And if you tell him, if you tell Frank, who will be Miss Viola on stage, that you are there because you heard him here on this show, he will buy you a cocktail.
Yes, I will. I absolutely will. And you can, they can also follow me on Facebook. They can look me up. Frank Carcelli is my name. That's my profile name, C-A-R-C-E-L-L-I. And then on Instagram, which I'm on a lot as well, is Miss Viola 82.
And he's a joy to follow. I enjoy following him almost as much as I enjoy following Mr. Garrett Miller.
Oh, I'm not sure if I'm following you on Instagram yet, Frank. I've got to go find you. Miss Viola 82.
I know we're Miss Viola 82. We're Facebook buddies. I don't think we're on Instagram.
Yeah, we're Facebook friends. We're joined at the hip there, but I got to go find you on Instagram. I'm, you know, again, I'm six trends behind all the cool kids, so I've got to play catch up. And Paul allows me to feel like I'm relevant when we do this
show.
It's
because you're busy. It's because you're busy. That's all. Well,
that I love the excuse.
You are nice he is to you, Garrett.
Isn't it? There we go. And now I've just hit the follow button. You've got 345,000 followers right now, Miss Viola. So there we go. And I've just added one.
I'm this nice to him because it's his fucking channel.
Well, there's that. I mean, that was, you know, that was the big rider that your attorneys were held up on for so many weeks.
That's it. Well, Ms. Viola, Frank, our RuPaul expert, thank you so much for dropping by, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, you will. Thank you, boys. Have a good weekend. Happy Easter.
Thanks, Frank. Take care. Hey, let's do this. Let's do a real quick commercial break and hear from our friends at Rainbow Brew, and then a shameless plug for me, and we'll be right back in 1 minute.
When it comes to coffee, freshness is queen. That's why Rainbow Brew believes you should have the freshest coffee, roasted to order in small batches and delivered to your door within a couple days. Whether you're purchasing for a coffee shop, restaurant, or home, Rainbow Brew is your one-stop shop for fair trade and organic coffee. Offering many unique blends, including AM 950's own Blue State blend. That's Rainbow Brew, the Queen Bean, a proud sponsor of the Morning Grind. Online at rainbowbrew.com. Brew something good today.
Hey everybody, it's Garrett Miller. Check out my brand new album, Blonde Jesus, voted number one rock electronica, and the hit single, Gay Wedding.
It's a nice day for a gay wedding.
Buy your copy today at GarrettMiller.com. Yay! And you know why I ask everybody to go buy it off of my website versus iTunes, Paul?
Why?
Because I actually get to see the money.
Oh.
If everybody buys it on iTunes or Amazon or, you know, CD Baby or whatever, it takes like 300 months, and then I get a fraction of a penny for everything that's sold. And I wish that were a little bit less untrue, but the fact is that after they all take their splits on a $10 album, I might see like five. And so if you buy it directly from my website, I've got a brand new website at GarrettMiller.com that I've redesigned. Paul even gives it a seal of approval. And the way it's set up with Wix is that's who does my stuff. It's a way for me to sell it, and I actually don't have to pay them a slice of it. So if you spend the $10 on the album, I actually see $10. Or, you know, I think PayPal takes, you know, I don't know, 50 cents or something. But it's a whole lot better than getting 5 out of a 10. So I love it when you go buy that, and I thank you for your support.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is, your web, I love your new website because it's fun. You're pretty to look at. And as soon as you age out of it, I'll just say, no, go with the older pictures.
That's why, you know, we're doing the Benjamin Button dance every time we can. So,
absolutely. Absolutely. Now I just want to yell out to people. Okay. The number is 323-657-1493 and then press the number 1 and you can call in and ask me questions, give me an opinion, throw out
whatever
a topic you want to talk about, whatever. I don't care. Say it. If you want me to insult you, just, you know, call up and I'll insult you on the air, and then you can replay it later and record it onto your phone as a ringtone. Pig fucker, pig fucker, pig fucker or something. I don't care. we're just going to have.
Here's the other thing: we got a ton of people that have already called in, but unless you press the number one on your keypad, we just assume that you're calling in to listen from your phone. And we've got a caller, and so don't freak out, caller in the 812 area code. I'm not going to unmute your line, but we had a caller in the 812 area code right before the show started, and I wasn't sure if that was Frank or not. Said hello, and they were like, and they hung up the phone. So I promise I'm not going to unmute the line and scare you or anything like that. But we'd love to have you just say hello, have a happy Saturday, or you know, whatever
now
you want to say.
I have a question on that. Say I'm calling up and I'm just listening online, and I want to say something. Can I press one, or do I have to hang up and call back in and press one?
No, you can be listening to the show for 58 minutes and finally press the one key, and then it alerts me that you want to say something, and that's all you got to do. So you know, you don't have to hang up or do anything weird. It's just nice and easy.
No, pretend you're pressing one for English. I mean, that's all.
Press one for English, and you know, there we go. So before we had the honor of having Miss Viola on the show, we started to talk a little bit about politics and some things that were going on this week. Do you want to cover any of that, Paul?
My big thing is right now, North Carolina is in the news and they're bullshit. I lived in North Carolina a long time ago. I lived everywhere a long time ago. And the thing is, I've been telling friends of mine that live down there for the past 12 years, pack up and get the fuck out. The teabaggers have taken over. The inmates have taken over the asylum. It's not going to get any better. They're saying, oh, we're going to stay and, you know, work from the inside out, yada, yada, yada. This bullshit that's going on now, and yes, these companies are saying, we don't agree with your law, but Bank of America isn't saying we're moving. American Airlines isn't saying we're leaving the state because of this law. They're saying we don't like it. That's nothing. You know what I mean? And we don't have enough people that actually get out and vote in midterm elections. North Carolina went from Democrat to Republican in the early 2000s, but their state legislator did not have a supermajority, which is what they have now, until 2010, because Democrats did not get out and vote.
I think that's the, you know, we see, and so here's the kind of catch 22. Number one, these laws, this is just unacceptable. And so I've got something up from CNN Money. So it's House Bill number 2 was overturned by the Charlotte City ordinance that banned discrimination against LGBT people. So the companies that they mentioned here, PayPal, Bank of America, Dow Chemical, they've denounced the law. And also the NBA, Paul and I talked for about 38 seconds before the show started, and we talked about Arizona years ago with the Martin Luther King Day. And Arizona not wanting to have that until the Super Bowl threatened to not come to the state. And then magically we had a Martin Luther King Day. But the 2017 NBA All-Star Game is also up in jeopardy. And so I think really any time that you have any type of a sports major event that's going to bring substantial revenue to the local economy, that's about the only time that you start really getting any of the local lawmakers to stand up and say, and then things – you know, get moving along in the direction that they should be. But discrimination on this is just, it's unacceptable. Georgia also, House Bill 757 this last week, they wanted to protect quote-unquote religious liberty by allowing faith-based groups to deny service to LGBT individuals. Again, that goes back to the cake makers and the flower makers or the flower, florists saying, no, we're not going to give you flowers for your wedding. We're not going to bake a cake for your wedding. Personally, if I went to any place and they said, we don't want to do it, number one, I would say, great, I'm going on my social media platform and telling everybody, you don't want to do it. Now, whoever does get my business, they're getting 10 times the shout outs about how great they are and what a fantastic job they've done, assuming they did a good job. Yeah. And, you know, promote them and say, you know, don't go to XYZ, but go to ABC because they were fantastic. Make sure you tell all your friends so we can help support their business. So, but you know, even in Georgia, you've got Disney that said they're not going to film there. Unilever said it would they're thinking about investing in the state. The NFL said the bill could cost Atlanta the right to host the Super Bowl. And Georgia Prospers, which represents over 480 companies, has denounced the bill. So other Georgia-based companies like Coca-Cola, Delta, Home Depot, and Marriott are also part of that Georgia Prospers organization.
Right.
So, you know, there's a lot of high visibility support for making sure these, you know, these thinly veiled discrimination bills don't get passed.
Right. And the difference between North Carolina and Georgia is, number one, North Carolina, the governor rushed into his office to sign the bill into law at 11:58 at night.
Ugh.
Whereas Governor Deal of Georgia, the bill is still sitting in his inbox on his desk. All of the experts believe that he is going to veto this, as he vetoed a bill that was close to this, another discriminatory bill, a few months ago. And that's why they came up with this new one. So, you know, the thing is Georgia, it looks like, has a pretty good shot of it being vetoed by the governor and not signed into law. The difference being, with the bakers and things like that that you were saying, I used to think the exact same way, Garrett. It's like, you don't want to make my cake, don't make my fucking cake. I'll let everybody know why you don't want to make my cake, and I'll go down the street. We're used to being close to metropolitan areas. There are a lot of people who are in rural areas that there baker.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
they don't have, I mean, that was, and not to get on the stump about OutQ again, but honestly, that was the biggest loss of OutQ, was rural people that don't have a gay community within the physical world, at least had a sense of community on the satellite radio.
And we want to make sure everybody who's listening knows that if you were, you know, you're listening to OutQ before, we love having you tune in, and please spread the word, because we want to be here for you.
Oh, absolutely. And the more this grows, I'm willing to keep doing this. I signed on for 12 weeks, as I said before, but I'm willing to keep doing this. If people want to hear me, you know, I don't believe people are going to be that interested, because I'm not calling Frank all the time and I don't have all the dish all the time. I don't find me that interesting. I understand how others would, but I just personally, I think I live with me all the time, you know.
Well, I live with me all the time too. And I know I like to talk for an hour a day and then I'm done. So, you know, if we go out to lunch, Paul, and I've got radio coming up, guess who's not talking the entire time? I'm just like, you just talk the entire time, Paul, because I've got to talk tonight. Yeah,
oh, exactly.
I get it. I'm like, ugh, I can't even stand hearing myself some days, but you know, this, I love doing this with you. I have so much fun every Saturday. So, and I say every week, I have no idea why I'm doing this at 8 o'clock in the morning. This drives me nuts. I can't. And then we get on there and it's like, oh my God, that's the funnest thing to do to start off my day.
I said anytime on Saturday, I just got to know what time. And you said earlier was better.
Earlier. But see, this totally works. If I start, you know, planning it for later on, then it just, you know, it just divides the day, and it's just easier to do it early or it's easier to do it late. So doing it midday on a Saturday just is a kind of a killer for a lot of other reasons. So this
I know
is, this
I'm so interesting. The phone is ringing off the hook. I'm so fucking interesting.
That it's true. The phone is ringing off the hook. But if you want to talk, you actually have to press the one on the keypad. Otherwise, we're just going to leave you alone.
No,
you know, one of the things that I find interesting, Paul, you know, this was a lesson I learned a long time ago. You know, a lot of times when I have shows that have like psychics or tea leaf readers or things like that, I literally get hundreds of callers on every single show, and it always just kind of amazes me. But then we have shows where we have, you know, interesting people like you or Frank or / Miss Viola that are on the show. And they like to listen. They don't necessarily want to call and have to be engaged. So anybody, and I respect that, because, you know, I think out of the, I don't know, 6-7 years that I listened to Derek Romaine, out of the 12 that they were on, I think I called in twice. So, you know, I'm a great listener to other shows, and I don't necessarily feel compelled that I have to call in to be, you know, part of that experience. So I respect it. So if you don't want to call in, we're not going to bust your balls. But we always, you know, if you do want to call in, that's cool too.
Yeah. And I'll read your tea leaves. I'll give you a reading that you won't hear from any other fucking psychic. I guarantee it.
Well, you know, you are a gifted, Paul.
I will tell you shit that they wouldn't dare say.
There you go. So what are you going to do with the rest of your weekend?
the rest of my weekend. We're going to hopefully finish getting the ceiling up in the kitchen. Jim's working hard on that. I got some laundry to do. It's going to be a Costco day tomorrow.
What are you going to Costco for? Because I've got to go after the show today.
Let me see. Meat, coffee, snowflake rolls.
What are snowflake rolls?
They're dinner rolls. Costco's the only place that I found them that they're actually really good. They're in with the dinner rolls in their bakery, and they're coated in flour. Almost a Parker House roll. It's an egg batter or egg dough roll that's kind of sweet but still savory. They're wonderful.
Is it like a Hawaiian roll?
Close to the Hawaiian potato, but a little bit more, a little meatier.
Okay.
Okay,
then I know what you're talking about.
Yep. They're fabulous.
I'll leave that for you.
And they're ham. Do you eat ham?
If somebody made a ham, I would have a piece of ham. But I really only eat chicken. So if that's, but again, if you cooked a steak, I'd eat a steak. I don't eat lamb, and I don't eat other weird stuff. But
okay, go to their meat department and down by the hams and everything. They got the big spirals and all that shit.
Yeah.
There's a flat, squished, smoked ham. They smoke it under pressure. It's already cooked. All you got to do is reheat it, or you can slice it for sandwiches or on top of a salad.
Yeah.
The best I have ever had. Oh my God,
wow.
It's just salty enough without being super salty, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
a great texture and really cheap. I mean, like really, really cheap. I cut them up into steaks and then I just throw them on the grill for a couple of minutes. But one package of that will get four meals out of and a couple salads.
Nice.
So, what
do you make when you make a ham dinner?
It's very set. My ham dinner, if it's a big ham, then it's the mashed potatoes and squash and peas. And if it's just the ham steaks go with macaroni and cheese and stewed tomatoes.
Interesting combination. And I can see because the tomatoes, they're a little acidic. It breaks up the creaminess of the mac and cheese. And then, that's a great combo.
It all works. Another thing, if you have anything with sour cream, with my beef stroganoff, I make a homemade beef stroganoff. I serve blueberry muffins because the sweet with the creamy acid of the sour cream is just incredible. And they're easy. 1, 2, 3. Pop, done.
Yeah, but you make cooking easy. There was a time that I used to make all kinds of stuff. I mean, I'd make trays and trays and trays of food. Now it's like I eat salad pretty much 7 days a week. So,
I see.
I'm not complaining. I really like my salads. I'm not complaining. It's just, I've got to, I got to try to keep that Benjamin Button thing going, and eating pizza and ice cream just doesn't work for me. So I wish it did.
A salad is a great lunch or the beginning of a good meal,
I'm eating like a bucket of salad. Let's not kid ourselves.
Right.
It's not like a dainty little saucer. And it's, we're talking like, a salad that really honestly is probably enough for about 8 people. That's my meal for the day. So that's what I eat.
Now, what do you eat like when you go visit your dad?
I'll eat whatever, because Karen, that's Mama. Karen is a spectacular cook, so whatever Karen cooks, I will eat and eat gladly. And so they do everything from steak, pork chops, chicken. You name it, and everything she makes tastes great. I have no idea what her secret is, but I've never had a meal that she said has been even halfway going, I don't know. Because they make plenty to eat, and I will always go back and finish everything that's on there, even after having a full plate of food. So,
Oh, that's good. That makes me feel good.
It makes me feel good too.
Well, I worry about you and just all that lettuce and stuff like it's like.
Well, when I go out to lunch or I've got like networking things, and I'm going to tell, and I feel like I'm going to hell for telling you this, Paul, but it's true. This week I had hamburgers twice.
Good.
With French fries.
Hey, excellent.
I know. I mean, and I was telling my roommate Marcus, I was like, Marcus, I think I'm going to have a problem here because I ate hamburgers twice with French fries. And, you know, I brought half of it home on one of the lunches and I had the other half in the refrigerator from the other lunch and I heated them both up and I gorged on them, you know? So we talked about this before. You go on a business lunch or something and, you know, the person that you're with eats, you know, nothing. So you eat nothing. So you don't want to look like you're a big fat pig and
right,
you go home and lick the plate.
Yeah, you're both eating nothing because you're afraid the other one's not going to eat anything. It's the whole
right.
judging thing around in a circle.
The whole judge it. Yeah, let's be all judgy and stuff like that. So you come home and then you go, and so that's what I did. And I'll tell you, I kept looking in the mirror and I kept going, oh my gosh, I wonder if this is going to make me fat. You know, so I start getting into all my body morphing issues and things like that. But I thoroughly enjoyed the hamburgers and I will have them again sometime in the future, but it's definitely not part of the regular diet.
Yeah, no, tonight is Pizzeria Uno pizza.
Yeah.
Because, well, we go to dinner every Friday night with friends of ours, and they chose a German restaurant, and I had looked them up online, and their menu said that they had filet mignon, and so I said, okay, fine, we can go, because I don't eat sauerkraut, none of that shit.
Right.
There's a reason we won World War II, so I wouldn't have to eat fucking German food. We get there, and I'm looking through the menu. I said to the waitress, I said, you know, online it had filet. Oh, yeah, we discontinued that. So I ate 4 potato pancakes and a serving of applesauce for dinner. They were very good. I mean, they were.
Oh yeah. But you know, I know. I mean, you're very much of a hearty. You should live in the Midwest with as you know much meat as you eat.
That was the one. Yes, Texas. I hated living in Texas except for the meat. I mean, because they serve coffee with a side of beef. I mean, we enjoyed it. Everybody else liked it. We'll go back again. I'll just have something to eat on the way there. I love pizza. Uno's original Chicago classic is my favorite. So I can't believe another hour has gone by. Holy shit balls.
Oh, we got 2.5 minutes left. Okay, so we got 2.5 minutes to promote everything. So we want to say make sure to go listen to DerekAndRomaine.com. Sign up for their podcast. It's spectacular. It's 5 days a week. We've got Left of Straight that, you know, we love Scott Fullerton. Who else do we want to give mad props to? OutInSantaCruz.com. Rob Watson has a show live tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific time. You can tune into that. And that's free also.
Rated G Radio six days a week, Monday through Friday at 10 p.m. East, 7 p.m. Pacific. Nooner with Calpurnia, Alec, and Rachel on UBN Network on Wednesdays, 12 o'clock Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern. If you can't listen because you're at work or whatever, just put in Nooner in Google, download their podcast. You will absolutely fucking love it. And one other one that I absolutely adore is Feast of Fun. Feast, like a big banquet feast of fun. And you can get them on iTunes and download. They've got drag queens. They've got porn. They've got sex toys. They're fabulous. They do 3 shows a week. And that's all I have this week so far. Oh, and Super Gay Radio. Get out there, promote this fucking show, and keep me on the air, you pig fuckers.
Yeah, we want to take this to Hollywood. I mean, I'm close to Hollywood, but, you know, that's still a 45-mile drive. So we need the extra help, folks. So we'd love it if you'd tell your friends to tune in every Saturday at 8 o'clock and spread the word because we love doing the show. And if you like, you know, if you like this, you might like the other shows we do 5 days a week here on the network. Just click the follow button on the show and you'll get it. Opportunity to either get text updates or email updates. And the reason we say that's important is because every show that we do has a unique show link. So if you can't listen live, you know, like the 5 o'clock news or something like that, you can always go back and listen on demand. And we'd love it if you follow the show and then tell your friends to do so as well. We had some people asking, how do I listen on iTunes? Is it a podcast? To the best of my knowledge, it was, but something happened that is now fixed. So if you want to go download all 800 plus episodes that we've done over the last 4 years on Rated G Radio, you can do that and take us with you on the road. So for behalf of Paul in Mass, I'm Garrett Miller. We love doing the show with and for you. If you've got guests you'd like to have on, just send them our way. We'll get them booked and we will make this happen. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you live next Saturday.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.
Bye.